Welcome to Learning English Through the Bible in this seasonal month of December of 2003 AD. Now, in the US, the Christmas holiday season has already started. Christmas, the thought of it brings up memories, hopes, and emotions. Perhaps it calls to mind memories of special gatherings with family and friends. Maybe it excites hope of such a gathering this year. One American friend of mine wrote about his fond memories of Christmas at home. One year, he and his wife drove from coastal Virginia to Lynchburg to pick up his brother from college. All three of them then piled in the car along with luggage, gifts, and items from school, and drove non-stop from Lynchburg to Missouri, where his parents lived. It was a long drive, and it was so cold that ice formed on the inside of the car windows while they drove. He clearly remembers a conversation with his father on that Christmas day, when he asked his father what gifts would make him happy. His father simply replied, "All I want is for the family to be together." Indeed, Christmas is the time of the year that makes you want to spend it with family. That American father desires for his family to be together on the Christmas holiday. Do you know that our Heavenly Father, God the Creator, desires for his sons and daughters to be together with him forever, enjoying his tender love, far from sorrows, tears, sickness, and death? And do you know that is the true reason for Christmas after all? Then you may ask, what is Christmas? The English word Christmas has two parts in it. Knowing that mas means celebration, you may have figured out that Christmas means the celebration of someone who is very special and whose title is Christ. You are exactly right. Actually, his name is used all over the world whenever time is mentioned. For example, the Chinese Han Dynasty lasted from 206 BC to 23 AD. Here, BC is the abbreviation of before Christ, and AD stands for the Latin phrase Anno Domini, meaning in the year of the Lord, that is Christ. If you wonder about the English word Christ, a good dictionary should tell you that it comes from the Greek word Christos, meaning the anointed one. It's equivalent to another English word, Messiah, that comes from the Hebrew word, meaning the one who is the Son of God and is anointed by God for a very special purpose. In the Old Testament, anointing someone is pouring oil on him. This symbolizes filling the anointed one with God's Holy Spirit. Now, let's read a few passages from the Bible and see what the special purpose of Christ is. In the Old Testament, the book of Isaiah, God told us through the prophet, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. He will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." What does the prophet say? At the right moment of history, God would become a man and be born as a child, like each of us once was. And Isaiah further predicted, "Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and will call him Emmanuel. This promise of God was fulfilled about 2,000 years ago. Let's read a passage from the book of Matthew, chapter 1, verse 18. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. God with us. How marvelous and how gracious. Listen to what Jesus said in the book of Luke, chapter 4, verse 18. "The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners, and recovery of sight for the blind, to release the oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. Indeed, we all like sheep have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all." Jesus Christ came and took all our sins upon himself. He was nailed on the cross, died, and was buried according to God's word. And on the third day, he was raised from the dead, according to God's word, so that whoever calls on his name will become God's child. Now Jesus Christ lives in heaven. He is preparing a splendid home for God's whole family, and he will come back to judge and destroy the whole world. But don't be afraid. Before the judgment, he will take all of God's children up to the splendid new home he has prepared for us. In the new home, God will be with his children. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain. For the old order of things has passed away. All things will be made new forever. Well, time is up, but remember that Jesus is the reason for the season. I hope to meet you again in the new year, 2004, Anno Domini. Until then, may God be with you. Emmanuel, Merry Christmas.